Thank you for tuning in to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. This is Dana.
Hi, this is Monica.
Today's episode for Wellness and Fitness, we will focus on the benefits of exercising on the beach. In addition, for your skincare, we will give helpful tips on the importance of sunscreen and protection for your skin during those hot temperatures in the summer. So let me start by stating, working out by the ocean ignites the healing powers of the sea. Monica, I have always been drawn to the ocean. For me, I feel a sense of calm and relaxation when I am by the sea. There are several reasons and benefits that I like to explore and to engage in while vacationing by the ocean. Did you know, Monica, that by being by the ocean is real calm and it gets your body more stable? Did you notice that? Or have you ever realized that when you're traveling by the ocean?
Oh, yeah, Dana, absolutely. I actually love to walk the beach, and it's really good exercise because trying to walk through sand is a little bit of a workout in itself, you know, because you have, mm-hmm. you're trying to high step and not get your toes dug in too far. But it really is a very invigorating feeling to hear the ocean and to see the ocean, as well as getting a good exercise and releasing all of the stress from your mind and your body. So, yeah, I love it. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. I know all the time when I'm visiting the ocean and spending my vacations near there, it makes me calmer. Far as even by watching the ocean and listening to the ocean, or being by the ocean gives your brain a rest from overstimulation and those day-to-day things that you tend to get overwhelmed and stressed by. Our brains do not shut down, but they simply just adjust on how we're working and giving them, as far as like the needed break. Whenever you're moving or your body just needs to stay calm, the ocean is a great place to visit and to be by. And not only that, the ocean enhances your workout. Did you ever, recognize that, Monica, when you're like running through the sand on the beach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It definitely enhances your workout because, number one, you're not alone on the beach. You got people out there sitting there, you know, and enjoying the same scenery and the weather just as you are. So, you know, it kind of gives you a little bit of motivation, you know, running past the people to see you working out. You're able to mm-hmm. breathe the fresh air free from pollutants because you're out there with all that ocean. So the air is a lot cleaner, a lot fresher. And for me, when I work out on the beach, I can feel the difference versus running through the city or anywhere like that where there's trees and there's pollutions and things like that. The air is so much fresher when you're working out there on the beach, near the water, near the waves and the air and all that. And it's a much stronger workout for your legs. So like I said, mm-hmm. it's a lot, you know, harder to kind of maneuver through sand than it is on regular pavement. I mean, even running through, you know, grass, it's a much more intense workout for the leg muscles and the back and things like that when you're doing, you know, your workouts or your jogging on the beach. So, yes, I love it. And I do recommend our listeners, if you're vacationing to the beach and you're looking to kind of stay in shape in between, you know, doing all that little extra, you know, nice winding and dining while you're on vacation, take a stroll, you know, through the sand and things like that. You definitely will feel the difference of enjoying a different scenery of your workout in much fresher air.
Your foot will be going through its full range of motion, and every time your step sinks into the sand, your muscles have to work extra hard to push you back up and to move you forward, along with burning those calories while you're walking or jogging in the sand without shoes, using more energy than walking or on flat surfaces. As a runner, former runner, and still run occasionally too. Running on the sand, however, burns a lot of calories. And I've noticed that after coming back from vacationing, that how strengthened like my muscles are, my calves and my ankles. And it's real healthy for you as well, like you said, with that natural energy that's circulating around the ocean. And not only that, the recovery. Like, it's a better time as far as relaxation. When you go like alongside and you're working out on the beach, your recovery is key to repair and regenerate some of those different boosting immune systems that we often neglect. It does provide as far as more sleep, pattern, a good sleep pattern for you that aids in enhancing around the beach. And when you're going back to relax, it does bring calmness. Have you noticed that as well, Monica, while vacation, you sleep more better and relax after being around the ocean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another thing I noticed, too, not just the running workout, you know, not just running and jogging, but just, you know, regular stationary aerobic exercises and Pilates, light Pilates workouts, or even yoga. It's mm-hmm. really good on the beach because it's relaxed. And, of course, if you're going to do yoga, you might want to do it in the hours where it's less traffic on the beach to kind of take more advantage of the quiet ambience and the, get more in, you know, in tune with just hearing the sounds of the waves and less people around you.
Mm-hmm.
At the crack of dawn in the morning, doing sunrise is a good time to go out on the beach and do a little bit of light yoga because it's mm-hmm. made with way less traffic on the beach. And then you can take advantage of really listening to the calm sounds of the waves, which actually helps release stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps boost, you know, different hormones that helps with euphoria and calmness. And it helps your body secrete those good hormones that make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some different types of workouts that people can try too. Light aerobic, you know, stationary
mm-hmm.
workouts where they're using their body weight or hand weight are also good because, again, they're in a whole other different setting. It's a lot calmer. And you kind of get a sense of the mind clearing and more in tune with what you're trying to do to work out, not just for your body, but for
mm-hmm.
your mood. So all of that is really good benefits with working out on the beach.
Right, and meditation too, Monica. When you land out there trying to get a little vitamin D or whatever, meditation, that's real common too with that salt purifying coming from that ocean. Meditation is real good as well.
Absolutely, yes. Meditation is very, very good because, again, it helps your body release those good hormones to help you combat stress or, you know, muscle aches and things like that. Because, of course, we all know the importance of working out is to help alleviate stress, which causes a lot of health problems in itself. So a change of scenery this summer and doing those things when you go out to the beach are definitely good ways of changing up the pace with getting your fitness routine in.
Mm-hmm. And I want to add too, Monica, magnesium. Salt water infuse your skin with magnesium. I don't know if people realize that salt water does contain magnesium.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Dana. That's a good thing to point out. And that's one of the main supplements that people are subject to be deficient in is magnesium
mm-hmm.
and potassium and vitamin D. And especially people of color, we feel that you don't have the need to be in the sun as much because of the melanin in our skin that's false. We actually need to have the, you know, rays of the sun and the fresh air and, you know, going to the beach, getting the benefits of the magnesium from the salt water because
mm-hmm.
those are nutrients that our bodies naturally lack because we don't go out in the sun as much. I think
mm-hmm.
we need to stay out in the sun as much because of the melanin in our skin, but we actually do need that. Those are all good health benefits.
Mm-hmm. And it's crucial for our muscle functions, our blood circulation, our nutrient metabolism, among all other things. We need that along with our electrolytes. Is responsible for the proper signals to our brain and resting our body. Magnesium is a great for our muscle recovery to replace those lost electrolytes to help us relax and stay calm. And the ocean water is such rich in with this magnesium. I feel that a lot of people need to, you know, visit the ocean more frequently.
Absolutely, Dana. So if you all get a chance to take a good vacation, even if you just go to your local beach and you're not traveling to, you know, a different region to go to the beach, just getting away and, you know, getting in tune and getting a different change in scenery with the beach atmosphere is
mm-hmm.
relaxing in itself.
That's right. And therefore, keeping in mind the health and happiness is the ultimate goal if you're looking for fashionable apparel. And to log in to KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we have all the latest fitness styles for men and women on sale now.
Go to our TLC, TotalLifeChanges.com, Dana J TLC, and you can check out some of these nice, wonderful products and supplements that we have to help enhance those relaxation and weight loss benefits that you're looking to achieve.
Exactly. And we're always having a sale on those items as well. So stay tuned and stop on by to TLC where you cannot go wrong. And stay tuned. We will be right back following these commercial messages.
Watch your
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, Naturally Native Hair and Skin Care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so be sure to purchase our natural hair and skin care products for all of your basic hair and skin care needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of $100 or more. So come on down and check out Kuma Fitness and Apparel.
Hi, everybody. This is Monica. So we're going to pick back up with where Dana left off with working out on the beach and getting a change in scenery and a good workout. And, you know, absorbing all the minerals and things of the fresh air of the ocean atmosphere. And I want to add to what's the other side of working out on the beach in the summer months, and that's the important benefits of wearing sunscreen. A lot of people don't understand that sunscreen is very important, okay? Applying sunscreen is a critical step to combat exposure to the sun. While the sun can have health benefits, too much exposure can lead to painful and dangerous conditions, including but not limited to sunburn, wrinkles, premature aging, and skin cancer. These are caused by the sun's ultraviolet rays. So it's really important to make sure that you wear a really good sunscreen, preferably with an SPF of 30 or above, because the sun has a lot of harmful UV rays that can cause a lot of damage to our skin, even though it has a lot of health benefits with you know, obtaining the vitamin D and the other elements that we need. From being out in the sun, it can also cause damage as well if we're not protected properly and we have too much exposure. So what happens is it protects your skin from the UV rays. That's the main important benefit of wearing sunscreen, okay? The depletion of the ozone layer has increased our risk of sun damage from harmful UV rays. Sunscreen blocks these rays, okay, and greatly reduces the likelihood of sunburn. It lowers your skin cancer risk. Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the U.S., and I want to point that out. A lot of people don't realize that people of all colors are subject to getting skin cancer. So don't think that it's a myth that if you're of a lighter complexion that you're more at risk. That's a myth. Skin complexions of all shades, whether you're light or dark, it doesn't matter what nationality you are all at risk for getting skin cancer if you're not properly protected from the sun UV rays, okay? So one of the other things I want to point out is, in addition to sunscreen, staying in the shade and wearing sunglasses and a hat are effective ways to protect yourself from the sun. If you're not looking to get a tan and you've spent about, you know, 15 to 20 minutes out in the sun, you might want to wear, you know, a nice pair of sunshades and a nice hat, because not only does those UV rays affect your skin, it can also affect your eyes and other things in your body that can be harmful for you, okay? So before heading outside for the summer fun, remember to put and pack your sunscreen to always protect your sun from the UV rays. And you always want to make sure that if you have any unexpected little marks or spots on your skin that you think might be a mole that may have been there that you weren't born with, that something appears, you definitely want to have that checked out by your physician, because you want to make sure that that's not the first signs of any type of skin damage or possibly, worst case scenario, skin cancer. Some other natural things that you can do as well as buying over-the-counter sunscreens is you can use natural products to protect your skin from the sun. And some of these things that we use to help protect our skin from the sun is shea butter. Shea butter actually provides about 15 SPF protection from the sun naturally. Shea butter is a natural butter. It's, you know, primarily harvested in Africa and Caribbean regions. Of course, you can buy that here in the U.S., 100% raw shea butter. You just apply a thin layer to your skin if you're not planning on being directly out in the sun, sunbathing, but you're just going to be out and about, you can use something that's light like that and natural that you can just, you know, that doesn't have all the chemicals in it as other sunscreens. Another good one you can use is olive oil. Olive oil actually provides 20 SPF, 20 to 25 SPF of sunscreen protection in the sun rays. A lot of people don't know that. So you can take a nice little thin layer of extra virgin olive oil if you're going to have on a shirt where your shoulders are going to be out, and just rub a nice little thin coat across your skin. That provides a little bit of, moderate to light sunscreen to your skin when you're out and about, when you want to stick to natural products. Also want to add to wearing a good layer of clothing. Of course, you want to stay cool in the summer, but if you're going to be out working out and you're not going to be sunbathing, you want to make sure you wear the appropriate fitness apparel that's going to properly cover your skin as well as your SPF to protect the skin from the UV rays and the sun. It could be, you know, your light little, you know, spandex leggings or your short sleeve tops. If you're going to wear fitness bras, you want to make sure you put some of that ointment on the areas of your skin that's going to be exposed to also protect your skin while you're out working out in the sun in the summer months. So those are all helpful benefits. Another oil that I want to point out that's natural is coconut oil. Believe it or not, coconut oil has the highest SPF protection in the sun. It provides up to 30 SPF when you're out and about. And coconut oil is a favorite because a lot of people favor coconut oil because it doesn't have an odor. It's basically odorless. Olive oil has a slight odor to it, and shea butter naturally has a slight odor to it. But coconut oil has very little odor or fragrance to it. So you can take that and rub that on your skin, and just know that that would provide at least 30 SPF of protection to your skin. We do have some natural products within our store at Brazil Beauty Bar, BrazilBeautyBarSupply.com. I am adding some natural sunscreen products that are made with some of these natural ingredients that I just named that you can purchase from our online store. And so if you're looking to stick to the natural stuff, definitely visit BrazilBeautyBarSupply.com, and you can definitely purchase these items for 20% off. There's a coupon code that says SUMMER20 at the top, and you'll get 20% off of your total of $50 or more. So be sure to actually check us out. So Dana, when you're out in the sun, did you use a good sunscreen on your skin when you're sunbathing or when you're walking or when you're on the beach?
Yes, I do. I do use sunscreen. But I wanted to ask you, too, far as with when you do receive, like, any burns or whatever, like, from the sun and UVA, what is the difference between coconut oil and coconut butter?
Okay, that's a good question, Dana. When you have sunburn, the best thing I recommend is not to use the butters at all, because sometimes the butters can actually enhance the blistering. It's a good thing to put on your skin to prevent sunburn and things like that. It's a good natural sunblock. But if you've already, you know, have sunburn, you want to avoid using those butters, and you want to use aloe vera gel. The aloe vera gel is natural, it's cool, and it soothes the skin and also applies a protective barrier. And it also helps heal. It also helps heal the skin matrix to help regenerate those dead cells that have been damaged by the sun. But it also is very soothing, which is helps with the pain that comes along with having sunburn. So I would definitely recommend a nice aloe vera gel. You can purchase one over the counter that's natural, or you can actually buy the aloe vera plant, and you would cut the actual slice of the aloe vera plant. And the little jelly stuff inside is what you can use to actually rub together in your hands and apply directly onto the sunburn. Very soothing, helps alleviate the pain, and it's very comforting, and it's natural. So that's a good question, Dana.
Wow. Thank you, Monica. I'm certainly going to use those tips, especially with the aloe vera.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people are used to the traditional Noxzema, they use that over the counter. That's the old remedy our grandparents or our moms use as far as applying to sunburns and things like that, which all of those are fine because they have menthol in them. But another natural remedy that you can also do to make something that's like that is you can take the aloe vera plant and you can get some peppermint oil and some eucalyptus oil and mix those three combinations together, and then, hey, you have your natural Noxzema without all the extra fillers and chemicals that's in that over-the-counter product. And that's another item that we will also be adding to our store at BrazilBeautyBarSupply.com that will be available starting June 1st that you can also purchase, which is a natural skin burn protectant for, you know, minor, not only for minor sunburns, but for minor, you know, burns that you may get from cooking or something like that. It's good for all different types of skin conditions in that category.
Okay. And how long are you supposed to stay, I mean, like, the outside, Monica? I know we all need vitamin D, but what's the length of time you're supposed to be exposed to the sun?
It varies based on your health history. There's a lot of things that factor into that, because you have to remember some people are on prescribed medications where they have to be careful with being, you know, overly exposed to the sun. So my answer to that is, it's all based on your personal health history that it's all based on an individual basis on your health history, based on how long you need to stay in the sun. If you're taking the medication where you're not supposed to be out in the sun a lot, then surely you do want to, you know, always refer to your doctor for the, you know, basic information as to how much sun that they require you to have based on the medication that you are on that may conflict with being out in the sun too long. But if you're a healthy person, you're not on any medications that may conflict with being out in the sun, my suggestion would be no more than maybe 15 or 20 minutes, even up to an hour, but it all would be based on how you are properly covered as far as your clothing and if you have on the right amount of sunscreen with being able to be out in the sun. But again, that's for healthy adults who don't have any type of health histories or health issues. And also, be sure to check with your doctor if you're on a medication where you're not supposed to be out in the sun.
Okay, that's great information, Monica. I keep that in mind.
Awesome, Dana. I hope everybody has a good summer and enjoy all this nice hot weather. They're lifting a lot of restrictions from COVID, so people are actually able to get out and start enjoying themselves a little bit more than normal. So take advantage of all of that, but be sure to stay covered up, a good sunscreen, and take advantage of all the fresh air this summer.
Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair Skin and Fitness Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. for our next episode on wellness and fitness care, along with helpful tips in beauty and hair care regimen. And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair Skin and Fitness.